Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark and Bethany. This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family in the Christian life. And today our topic is money. We are continuing to talk about money. And specifically today we want to hone in on the idea of being unified as a spouse about your money. And I guess as a subset of that, not arguing and letting this become a source of contention in your marriage relationship.
Yeah, I have an idea. Why don't you just give me all the money and I'll just spend it how I want?
I mean, isn't that pretty much what I already do?
Just give me a big old budget and when I see something shiny at Home Goods, I'll get it. That should solve my problems.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's easy to argue and to be disunified about money. There's usually a spender in the crew. There's usually a saver. We see that a lot in marriages, or just upbringing, the way you were with your money and how you used it before you were married, or just, I don't know, we just have different plans that we think, oh, we should head in this direction, or we should save this much, or whatever it might be. It's very easy to kind of be on a different page and then to say, your page is wrong. I've got a good page.
Yeah.
So it can be tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a thing that we deal with every day.
Right.
Money. We got to have it every day. We got to spend it every day, mm-hmm. basically. And there are different approaches to how much to spend, what to spend on. And, you know, when those things don't line up and, you know, if you're married, you know that they don't just automatically line up in every category, then you've got to work through this to come up with a plan that you both agree on and that you can both kind of implement. And so that's kind of big picture where we want to go with this episode today, just because we do recognize this can be a source of frustration in your communication with your spouse, and it can be something that frustrates you every day if you don't deal with this. And so first, we want to just communicate that this is a dangerous area.
Yeah.
You have to be careful in your relationship with your spouse around the topic of money. This is it's hazardous area. Lots of landmines here and lots of temptations for you to end up with a bad, sinful attitude, sinful heart, arguments with your spouse.
Yeah, be careful, because I think it's easy to enter conversations or just to throw out something. Well, you spent so much, you know, I don't know, say something kind of about their spending and just have it start an explosive argument. And so that's not going to be good and beneficial in moving forward and getting on the same page. So just be careful as you're thinking through and looking at the budget, or you see your spouse spent money on something, that you don't approach it in a way that's just attacking, but you rather approach it in a way that's more like, hey, let's figure this out moving forward.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what needs to happen, is you have a conversation about the things that you disagree on. You recognize, hey, you know, it looks like we're not on the same page here.
Right.
And you're able to, you know, sit down and work through that. Because it would be a problem for you to be frustrated on a regular basis about money, or your spouse to be frustrated with you, and you just don't successfully work through it together to solve the problem. It just kind of remains an issue. And so you've got to create that sit down time, that focus time, that planning time, so that you can kind of team up to fight this thing together.
Yeah. And I love it, because when we do that, we both bring in our perspectives. We both have a fuller picture of what our family needs are. I mean, I can remember many times we've been looking at the budget and I'd be like, yeah, that's how much we need for clothing. The kids are, I said, buy a bunch of shoes, you know, and you're like, really? That's how much shoes cost? And so then there's like we can have a discussion about why everyone's getting new shoes because their feet are growing, how much that costs now. And so it's just really good to have these little discussions, so that if you don't know the info, I can help fill you in and just kind of explain. And there's plenty of times where you're like, yeah, this is how much our, you know, insurance is. What? I mean, it's like we're just both getting together. And so we have more of a complete picture and we see each other's perspectives and know what they're thinking about too.
Yeah. So we need to have these kinds of conversations and mm-hmm. these meetings. And so that's kind of the second big thing. Number one was like, this is a big danger spot. Number two is you've got to set up times to communicate and to work through this with the goal of getting on the same page.
Yeah.
And so that conversation you're describing, that's key to this. Maybe you need to have an annual meeting, mm-hmm. big discussion.
Yeah.
You'll probably revisit it at tax season when you're pulling together all the,
so
you know,
fun.
All the money stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a mid-year check-in. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, but have big discussions. And then there's got to be these kind of daily or weekly, whatever, like just making sure we agree and we're working together on it.
I will say, when we first entered marriage, these money budget discussions, I'm going to just go out and say I did not like them. They were not
what?
I just... You really want to get like into the numbers, get everything so specific and all these columns and these Excel spreadsheets that
organize
with formulas. Yeah. And it was just, it's meticulous. It's so detailed. Not my favorite thing. But as the years of marriage have gone on, I do really look forward to these kind of, it's almost like we have that 1 year big discussion. And then we have, I would say every couple months, these kind of semi-big discussions. And then of course, check-ins as needed. But I like them now, I will confess to you all, because I realize and I see where we're going. I see our plan. I can see that we've stayed in budget here, or I can see, wow, God, you know, provided in this area, or wasn't it great to be able to give, and like, what's changing and what are we looking forward to? And then like you and I were like, we leave the meeting like, huh, yeah, let's go. Like, let's keep doing the things we need to do. And we're all together. And I like the details. I like the Excel spreadsheet.
Plus you get your big home goods, you know, gift card.
Yeah.
Right? Like here's all the money you can spend.
I would love that. But no, mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. But there's a budget line for that. And we are unified on that type
right.
of stuff. So
that's the thing. So we talk about it, get on the same page. Mm-hmm. We pray about it. So that's another element here.
Yes.
So we sit down and like we talk to God about these things and we relate our thoughts to God and ask God for wisdom and direction and to provide and all of this stuff. And we do this together. So this is it's a team effort and it's part of us getting on the same page so that we can then execute mm-hmm. the plan.
Yeah.
Like we've got a macro level plan for the year and every day between now and the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
we are executing that plan. And, you know, talking about it is good. Praying about it is good, too.
Yeah, and this probably goes without saying, but if you've got kids around, we make sure they are not... I mean, this is a deeper discussion, the talking, the praying. We want to approach it at the right time, you know, at night, not late at night, and not when kids are standing there, you know, interrupting every 5 or 10 minutes. It's kind of we need a good chunk of time. This is what we're going to do. Let's schedule it, and let's get after it and accomplish this discussion and being unified more, praying through it and then stepping out of it. So make sure, you know, the little ones are not interrupting if you can.
Yeah. And it does require discipline to stay on the budget.
Yes.
So it's one thing to talk about it and to pray about it and to come up with a detailed plan.
Right.
We're going to spend this much on groceries. We're going to spend this much on shoes,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. It's another thing to do that.
Yeah.
Throughout the year. And so it requires discipline. You have to be careful. You can't just buy whatever you want whenever you want it,
mm-hmm.
unless you've got that expense account, you know, that gift card. But, and so let's talk about that a little bit. The temptation maybe for one spouse or the other to kind of like veer off course, be the high spender, be the one who doesn't pay attention. I mean, how do we address those couples?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard it time and again, or seen it or whatever, and I've seen in my own life where we've said, you know what, we really need to tighten this up. We shouldn't eat out as much, or I've, you know, wife was telling me about how it's like, I need to stop going out to coffee. That's kind of an adjustment we need to make. Well, that's hard to do. It might mean that you need some reminders, some encouragements from other people. It might just mean your husband and you need to, you know, he needs to maybe encourage that and help you kind of remember that. But it's hard when something maybe you're used to spending your money on gets kind of pulled back, or something you'd like to spend more on. You know, I really like to go do this more. It's like, well, we don't have the means of that right now. And so I think just aiming to say, okay, this is what we've just decided to do. I need to be prayerful about it. I need to be, you know, purposeful about it. Don't put myself around all the coffee shops, you know, get good coffee to make at home and invite people in. I don't know, make the changes necessary, because you really don't want to be that one that's just like, well, oh, sorry, I wasn't going to buy 6 coffees this week, but I did. You know, we got to make that change.
Yeah, and that's what leads you back to the starting place of this discussion, and that is mm-hmm. the arguing about money.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to disagree on theoretically how much we should spend. It's another thing then to come up with a plan. Hey, we're on the same page. We agree. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, you're not keeping your end of the bargain here. Right. Now this is another area that we can be tempted to fight. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we said at the outset, this there's just a landmines here on this yeah. topic. And there's a very real temptation to fight about this. And so it would be wise and good and appropriate to strategize, think, and pray so that this is not a major area of contention in our relationship. Yeah, and I think just practically on the person who can't stick to the budget,
yeah.
you know, what do you do if this is a recurring problem? And so, yeah, you've argued about it. Mm-hmm. You've realized, you know, you're not keeping, you know, your end of the bargain here. And this is now a pattern where
yeah.
every month we're having the same discussion. And,
right.
you know, so what do you do? And there's probably just depends on your relationship and the circumstances and all that. But there's probably some practical steps you can take. I mean, we have a set of friends that have just used cash
yeah.
right, for purchases. And so right. it's like, here, I'm going to give you an envelope for, you know,
groceries
for shoes.
Right.
Yeah. For groceries,
yep.
for the shoes, for, you know, and like, I'll give you another envelope.
Right.
The next month. And maybe you need to do some cycles of that until there are new pattern forms and new practices, new patterns. That, and then, you know, this is something that person can work on and recognize
yeah.
here's an area of my life where I can grow and, you know, God can teach me some new things. And so maybe I get accountability and I'm memorizing some Bible verses and I'm thinking
yeah.
about this. This becomes kind of a new area of focus for me. Those are maybe two things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know people use apps as well to track their money. And so if that's not a pattern that you've been in and you're the spender who, you know, kind of thinks, just spends a little bit without thinking and needs to tighten that up, and your husband or your, you know, wife has said, we need to tighten it up. You know, I know that it can be really helpful to pull up the app and say, well, I just spent this much money. It just is a little bit more of a straightforward. I see what I've spent the money on. I see. And I know people who've gotten rid of credit cards because it's too easy to spend on the credit cards, like shifted over to the money or whatever. But ultimately, I think if you were to come to me, Mark, and say you keep, you know, in a loving way, you would, but you keep kind of overspending, I'd like to see a change. We talked about this. I think that'd
yeah.
be a way for me to humbly grow, to prayerfully realize, you know, to come to the Lord and say, God, help me to grow in this area. Give me discipline. Help me to be more self-controlled and disciplined. I'm sure I would get a friend to help me. I'm sure I would put some reminders on my phone. I'm sure I would commit scripture to memory, because I don't want to come back to the same fight where, right? I wouldn't want to be back where you said, oh, you spent too much again. So I think it's a great opportunity for spiritual growth if you are struggling.
And one more thing along these lines is we should plan, part of our plan and budget and expectation
mm-hmm.
should be that things won't go exactly according to plan. That like,
right.
you know, for us this month, there was like car trouble and
yes.
there was like a big chunk of money we weren't expecting to spend. And
right.
next month, it'll be something different. And the Bible helps us to be prepared for this kind of stuff. We live in a fallen world.
Right.
Things don't go the way we want them to go.
Right.
Things do not work out perfectly. It's you know, it's difficult to work and to save and to spend. And so anyway, we should also just be careful that we're not so stuck to the budget
right.
that we end up fighting because it doesn't work out perfectly.
Right.
We need to anticipate that and respond to the curveballs that life throws at us, that God, you know, ultimately puts in our path, and be faithful to adapt our plans and to continue to live for Him through those things, and for us to be able to kind of talk and adjust along the way together.
Yeah, that's such a great point. Never quite goes as planned. So, all right, well, thanks so much for listening in. Talk to you next time.
All right, see ya.